Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away once more, it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world, but also to welcome to the programme four exciting, dynamic, diverse, talented, humorous individuals who are going to play Just a Minute. And those four are, seated on my left, Giles Brandreth and Miles Jupp, and seated on my right, Pam Ayres and Tony Hawkes. Please welcome all four of them. Seated beside me is Sarah Sharp, and she's going to help me keep a score and blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the delightful Garrick Theatre in the heart of that cathedral city of Lichfield. And we have a lovely Lichfield audience, and they come from further afield, because we are part of the 30th anniversary of the Lichfield Festival here in this wonderful theatre. So let's begin the show with Tony Hawkes. Tony, Middle England. That is the subject. Tell us something about it in this game, starting now.
Many years ago, when St. Chad came to this area, he thought to himself, well, I've got a very cool name. I'm roughly in the middle of England. What a tremendous place to put a big cathedral, even though hardly anyone lives here. And that's what he did in this magnificent town of...
Oh, Miles Chance.
It's not a town, it's a city. But what you might be able to say, if I can answer this query for you, Tony, you might be able to say, what I'm going to do in this town is put a cathedral in it and make it a city, in which case, you know, points to you.
But it's OK, I wasn't going to say that, Miles, so it's OK, it's yours.
Tony looked so crestfallen by my challenge. He's so easily deflated.
No, but the thing is, had I been about to say that, then I would have taken the point. But the fact of the matter is, I wasn't going to, so it's a very good challenge by Miles.
It was a correct challenge, so
I have tremendous admiration for it.
Yeah. Let's get on with the show.
But I'm going to buzz any minute now.
Tony, we've only just started. Don't have a banter all the time, right? Let's get on with it. Miles, you had a correct challenge. The subject is Middle England. There are 39 seconds available, starting now.
Middle England is how I like to describe the part of Britain that is between the borders of Scotland and England and the borders of England and the sea.
Giles, challenge.
A repetition of borders.
Yes, borders. And you have the subject, Giles, and you have a correct challenge. Of course, a point for that. 30 seconds available. Middle England starting now.
I have had my fill of Middle England. These middle-aged, middle-class, Middle Britain people who spend all their time knowing it all. How depressing it gets. The sort of man...
Tony, challenge.
Well, he's describing himself.
Tony, I give you a bonus point anyway. But have you a challenge within the rules of Just a Minute?
No, I just wanted to say that.
Well, you get your bonus point. Giles, you get a point for being interrupted. You have Middle England, 19 seconds starting now.
They wear red trousers and have ginger hair growing out of their cheeks. If they knew they were called bugger's grips, they'd shave them off. These tedious people sit around expostulating on the benefit culture, immigration, and every other issue that disturbs them. I despise and loathe these lowly scum of the earth. I am not like them at all.
Listen, people of Lichfield and further afield, I don't know why you're applauding that. Because some people would think that the Middle Englanders were the salt of the earth, not the scum that he refers to. Giles, I am surprised at you. No wonder you lost that by-election.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You're absolutely right. The one thing I could not stand about being an MP were my constituents.
Anyway, Giles was speaking then when the whistle went. So in this game, whoever does that gets an extra point, and you won't be surprised to hear he's in the lead at the end of the round. And Pam, we'd like you to start the next round. It's Old MacDonald. Tell us something about Old MacDonald in this game, starting now.
I had an English teacher called MacDonald, and he was very nasty, and we referred to him as Old MacDonald. He also taught physical education and constantly was wearing a navy blue...
Tony challenged.
Was there a slight hesitation?
No, there wasn't.
Oh.
No, there was not.
I was going to buzz in earlier, though, and say that taught him. We had this horrible teacher, and we used to call him Old MacDonald. I bet that got him quaking in his boots.
Yeah.
And you have still 46 seconds to tell us something about old MacDonald, starting now.
He was given to violence. If people provoked him, he would sweep across the classroom in great menacing strides, grasp the child by the hair or the collar, drag him backwards on helpless, scuffling feet across the lino, and out in the cloakroom, who knows what he did to them, but we lived in a state of constant quaking, quivering terror from old MacDonald. On the other hand, it could refer to a farmer who had cows and pink-nosed calves and Moran chickens, which lay eggs of a perfect deep mahogany brown, and geese, which graze the pastures and warn people...
So, Pamela started with the subject, and as I think you started with the subject and finished with the subject, you should get a bonus point as well. There we are.
Oh, thank you very much. And so, thank you.
It's amazing what people suffered in the old days at school. They don't realise it. That was disgraceful.
It's perfectly true.
I know, I can believe it, because we had people in my school when I was a little boy. We were caned for things we didn't even know what we did.
Mm. But you got him back, Pam. You called him Old MacDonald.
Yeah, but now I think he's dead. So that got him back.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the masters of my school, I was told by my one-man comedy show, who were horrors. I mentioned them, but they're all dead now, so it doesn't really matter, does it? Mars, we'd like you to take the next round, begin the next round. Oh, the subject, and maybe this is one of your pet subjects, I don't know. The films of Marilyn Monroe. Are you a fan, admirer, or just in love with her? Or?
You're about to hear.
Oh, well, you're very sardonic sometimes, aren't you, Mars? Anyway, you have 60 seconds, starting now.
I have never seen any films which feature Marilyn Monroe, acting or otherwise. I have...
Pam, challenge.
So I thought it was a bit of hesitation there.
There was a bitter one, but not enough. I gave you the benefit of the doubt when you were challenged for hesitation, so I'm going to give Miles the benefit of the doubt and say, not quite enough for hesitation,
okay.
But keep going. Otherwise, you might be.
How long has he got to go? Because he hasn't set himself up very well for a full minute.
I agree with you, Tony.
Oh,
right. 51 seconds. The films of Marilyn Monroe starting now.
I have not seen any moving images which feature...
Right, Pam Challenge.
I think Miles said I have not
seen... That's right, he did. I have not seen any of the films.
Oh, sorry, Miles.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, on you go. You've got about 49 seconds. Yeah.
47, actually.
Right.
You did do 2 seconds, Miles. Pam, the films of Marilyn Monroe, 47 seconds, starting now.
I am frequently mistaken for Marilyn Monroe. People say to me, aren't you the woman in the white pleated dress blowing up? They say, as you stand on the ventilation grill coming up from the underground, or as they have it in New York, the subway. I can't think of it.
Tony, you're jealous.
I think there was the slightest hesitation there as she imagined the air coming up.
She made up. 27 seconds available for you, Tony. The films of Marilyn Monroe, starting now.
One of the films I remember watching was Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, which I take in was from a musical at one point, and there was a lovely song in it called Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. So I went out and bought these lovely jewels for the nearest girl I could find, who happened to be called Sally.
Giles Challenge.
Repetition of girl.
No, girls.
Girls are best friends.
Apostrophe, and... Ness.
No, what's
it? We're in Dr. Johnson's home city. I'm having one of Dr. Johnson's ticks. Oh, dear.
No, it's a thing that we had to be so careful about, but it's true. He did say the plural first.
Yeah, he did. Oh, I know he
and
did.
Now
I
it's,
know he did.
It's not, all right,
he said the singular, but with an apostrophe. He didn't say the plural. Mm-hmm. But I get the gist of what
we don't
say.
Mind about apostrophes. It's the word. We are in verbal territory here.
I understand that, Nicholas.
Right. Tony, incorrect challenge, 13 seconds, the films of Marilyn Monroe, starting now.
I had a 7-year itch, which was a coincidence, because the film went by the same title. Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon dressed as women, do we remember that magnificent movie many years ago? On a boat, I remember... Oh.
So, Tony Hawks was then speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point. He's now equal with Pam Ayres in the lead, and the other two are equal in second place, 1 point behind. And Giles, we'd like you to begin the next subject. The Sunday papers. Charles, 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, the Sunday papers, they're not what they were. When I was a child, we used to take the Sunday Express, and I likened myself to the characters in the Giles cartoons. We also took the news of the world.
Tony Challis.
I think I've made an error there. He said he used to take and then took, I think.
Yes, that's right.
But, he did. He tricked me.
That's all right.
And I withdraw.
You're so sharp, but you trip yourselves up sometimes. 48 seconds, Giles. Another point to you, and the still with the subject, the Sunday papers starting now.
All human life was there, and that is when I first read of the schoolmaster that terrorised poor Bamers during my childhood.
You've been challenged, Giles.
That was a hesitation.
Yes, you stumbled over a word which sounded like hesitation. The Sunday papers, Miles, and there are 42 seconds available starting now.
The Sunday papers are the ones that are delivered on Sunday. And
Pam, challenge.
Sorry, Miles. No, you can say Sunday, can't you?
Yes, if it's on the card, you can repeat the words on the card. No. Miles, who hasn't played it very often before, gets another point.
Thanks for clarifying that as well, though, Miles. You know, all the confusion's gone now about when...
37 seconds still available, Miles.
37.
The Sunday papers.
Where's he going to go now? He's already told us that. Surely there's nothing left.
Don't undermine it.
You will find out, Tony. 37 seconds, Miles. The Sunday papers starting now. Miles, we have been through this paraphernalia before. Once I say now, you've got to get cracking.
Yes, no, I appreciate this. This is.
Don't do it, do you?
No, I'm sorry about that.
It doesn't matter, don't apologise. Well, Giles got in first.
He's got to draw on that vast wealth of knowledge he's got on the
side. Giles, you challenge first. Hesitation, so there are 36 seconds. The Sunday papers are starting now.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What boring moments they are as one awaits the Sunday papers.
Tony Challenge.
Well, they're days, they're not moments.
Oh, no. A day is made of a myriad of moments in my life.
I think you're trying to escape from
I was trying not to repeat the word day, which I felt was probably within the rules. Not to repeat, you see, that's the idea.
But you hadn't yet established they had any connection with Sunday papers.
Oh, yes, I had. The week is just a moment. I'm building up to Sunday.
Giles, you will argue your way out of anything. You're the most literate, clever man I know. But this one is against you. So, Tony, you have the subject. I should explain to our listeners...
Well, I'm that I'm not the most literate man you know. I'm very hurt. You told me I was earlier.
You're all literate. You wouldn't be on the show. You wouldn't be able to play the game if you weren't literate. Tony, you have a point for a correct challenge. The Sunday papers, 29 seconds, starting now.
I like a little bit of a lie-in on a Sunday morning, but I'm very irritated by the church bells which ring and wake me up, and so I make my way down to the newsagent where I buy a Sunday paper. Don't always get the sabja.
Miles, your challenge.
That was a hesitation.
It was a hesitation.
It's a Serbian newspaper.
So, Miles, there are 14 seconds available, and you do know that when I say now, you begin. And it's the subject of the Sunday papers, and you start...
I'm still panicking. Just, I have to... Right, go on.
You start now.
The Sunday papers I buy come from a particular shop which is not open on a Sunday. I regret the fact that this store has these operating hours, but what am I supposed to do it? I'm merely one man out of a million people who perhaps don't agree with this particular rule of shopping facilities. Trousers, cake...
I know you're new to the game, but just because I point out to you that you have to start on now, you don't have to go twice as fast as normal. But you did very well.
It was very kind of no one to buzz in, despite the fact that at one point I went, trousers.
You gained the extra point for doing so, and you've now taken the lead 1 point ahead of all the others. Wow. Tony, we're back with you to begin, or no, it's, I think it's the first time on this show that you've started. I don't know, I'll look back and see, has Tony started? No, he hasn't. Yes, he did, Middle England. Was that in this show?
No. I'm glad you were enthralled by my speech.
Time goes so fast, I don't know what's happening there. Tony, the subject is conspiracy theories. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I am a huge fan of conspiracy theories and believe all of them. I don't think they landed on the moon, and I believe that 9/11 was done by Prince Philip in a bad mood whilst dancing with Elvis, who is still alive. What a magnificent idea to come up with these things and spread them. They write books, which we enjoy greatly. But the photographs that were taken on the lunar landing, are they really viable? Can we believe that these
Giles Challenge.
Repetition of believe.
Yes, you said believe before. So, yes. Giles, you listened well. You've gone in with 26 seconds on conspiracy theories starting now.
Adolf Hitler is not dead. He is alive and well and waiting to have a baby with Katie Price. This is the hot news that no Sunday newspaper is able to bring you. Conspiracy theories are joyous things. They are what tell us that Litchfield, that beautiful city, is actually twinned with a lunar landscape called Parsons.
Miles, your challenge.
There was some hesitation there.
No. Elongation, not hesitation.
Yeah, elongation, but you went so long in your elongation, we interpreted as hesitation, Giles.
Okay.
Because I don't think you quite finished the word. Miles, you've got in on conspiracy theories with 3 seconds to go. Starting now.
White flag terrorism is a type of conspiracy theory.
So, Miles Jupp, once again, was speaking as the whistle went and gained that extra point and he's moved forward. He's 2 ahead of Giles Brandreth. He's 3 or 4 ahead of Tony Hawkes and Pam Ayres in that order. And, Pam, we'd like you to begin the next round. Oh, Pam, I'm sure this has been chosen for you. Power dressing. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
I believe in power dressing because it enables me to make other people feel insignificant. My outfit of choice is a sharp black suit with enormously padded shoulders, a tightly fitted skirt, me 7-inch Jimmy Choos on which I totter. Oh!
Giles Challenge.
I'm so sorry, but I just feel that this just is such a deviation. We heard the other day that actually her favourite outfit is a Dayglow safety harness that she wears. When she isn't wearing that, she's wearing a white pleated skirt that blows up over her face. This is a woman who is completely inconsistent.
That was weeks ago. She can change her mind.
So another point to you, Pam, and 40 seconds available. Power dressing starting now.
Totter around the boardroom pointing at pie charts and talking in unintelligible jargon which no living human being can understand and using a small red laser dot to project my opinion. People say to me, how did you become such a financial whiz kid? Well, I say, it's me premium bonds.
Tony, you challenge.
Repetition of say.
Yes, I'm afraid you did say
so. People say to me and then I say. Yeah. Yes, it was very good.
Well, this was very good.
It was very good indeed. You did all the lion's share of the work there.
Yeah, I did really,
I probably haven't got that long to go, have I?
You've got 17 seconds.
Oh, that's too much for really.
Power dressing with you, Tony, starting. Dressed as you are today, I don't know anything about it. I should explain to our listeners that Tony's sitting in there in a dirty old sweatshirt. I don't know.
I think you were wearing that the last time we were in Litchfield.
And Miles, you can't speak either because you've got the. Anyway, 17 seconds available, power dressing with you, Tony, starting now.
This makes me think of these soap operas like Dynasty or Dallas, where the women wore these shoulder pads, swanned around the place with power on their minds and took.
Pam Challenge.
Well, he said mines, which I did not recognise as being part of the English language.
I was a bit of deviation from the English language as well. All right, Pam, the benefit of the doubt, you have 6 seconds power dressing with you, starting now.
My investment advice to you is find an interest-bearing account.
So Pam Ayres was then speaking as the whistle went, and so again she got that extra point for doing so. She's moved forward into second place, equal with Giles Brandreth, 2 points behind Miles, who's in the lead. And Miles, we're back with you to begin. I know you're a cricket enthusiast like me, and so this subject must have been chosen for you. A sticky wicket. Tell us something. A sticky wicket. Right. And you have 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
A sticky wicket is a term associated with the finest game that has ever existed. I refer, of course, to cricket. What a wonderful sport it is. In that particular pastime, this term, a sticky wicket, refers to when the pitch is low and perhaps a little damp, and consequently the ball doesn't come onto the bat in the way in which you wish it might. If the ball does come on...
Oh, Giles...
Repetition of does after repetition of refer.
Yeah. And there's also balls. We're talking
about. There was a...
So, Giles, you've got the subject of a sticky wicket, and there are 38 seconds available starting now.
When Rupert Murdoch approached me recently and asked me to be the editor of a relaunched News of the World, I sensed that a sticky wicket was coming my way. But I thought this is a challenge that I must rise to. Having been appalling at the game of cricket when I was at school, I scored well, but mainly from the long grass, which I sucked as I lay there, keeping the numbers as the game went on being played.
And Tony Challenge.
Was there a repetition of game?
There was a repetition of game. You didn't play the game much when you were young. Right at the beginning of your dissertation. And so, Tony, you've got him with 16 seconds on a sticky wicket starting now.
I wouldn't necessarily agree with Miles that cricket is the best game, but let's...
Miles, challenge.
Deviation, I mean, it just is. What else would it be, tennis?
Miles, we can all have our personal opinions about this, but as we enjoyed your interruption, we'll give you a bonus point for that. But Tony was interrupted, so you get a point, Tony. 12 seconds, a sticky wicket starting now.
I used to play when I was at school, enjoyed it, actually, and the wicket, when becomes damp, is tricky when you are facing...
Miles, challenge.
Hesitation, resulting in bad grammar.
Miles, you are getting over keen now. You're getting carried away with your success.
I am.
The last time we were here, you were struggling a bit.
It's like...
But now I think you're getting a bit overconfident, if you don't mind.
We're not playing consequences.
No.
Resulting in this, resulting in that, resulting in...
I shouldn't have given them those drugs on the train, Nicholas, I'm sorry.
So, Tony, another incorrect challenge to you, so another point, and 5 seconds only, a sticky wicket starting now.
Imagine the situation when you are in a complicated position when someone approaches you and...
Oh, Miles.
Repetition of when?
Yeah.
Yes, when, mm-hmm. when. Yeah. Someone approaches, when, two whens there. Miles, you're getting too good at this game. You've got him with half a second to go. With you on a sticky wicket, starting now.
Who watered the...
So, Miles Jarpar, second time player of the game. And you've increased your lead. Let me give you the situation, because I think we're moving into the final round, aren't we?
No.
Oh. And let me give you the score at that moment. Giles has moved forward. He's 2 points behind our present leader, Miles Jupp. And he's 1 point ahead of Tony Hawkes. And Pam is only 1 or 2 points behind him. And Tony, we're back with you to begin. And the subject is now, why cheating never pays. That's a good subject. 60 seconds starting now.
I gave Nicholas Parsons £150 before this show began to give me the benefit of the doubt. Cheating never pays, ladies and gentlemen, because it hasn't happened enough, really, for the money invested in that. Now, there is a moral behind this subject, and I feel it falls upon me to talk for 44 seconds or so on that very thing. Imagine if somebody offers you a huge sum to...
Giles, challenge.
A repetition of sum.
Yes, it was a sum of money that you offered me earlier on, and you repeated the words. So, Giles, you have the subject now. You have 30 seconds to go. Why cheating never pays. starting now.
When I was at school, there was a master that had come from a girls' school somewhere in the middle of England.
Tony Challenge.
Repetitious school.
When I was at school, there was a master coming from a girls' school.
Girls' schools.
Giles, have you ever gone quietly on a challenge?
I think that was the extent of a rather artful bit of cheating, actually.
I was trying to illustrate the point, you see.
I know. Tony, correct challenge. 25 seconds still available. Why cheating never pays, starting now.
Why cheating never pays? A question I asked somebody once, and they said, doesn't mean anything. Puts a preposition in there somewhere, Sonny, and slapped me around the head. An anecdote I won't be telling again, but I have done tonight, and I've shared it with you pointlessly.
Pam, challenge.
I don't really know what it's got to do with cheating.
No,
I'm sorry,
I think
somebody beat him around the head, but I'm not sure what it has to do with cheating.
I agree with you, Pam. He's cheating around the edge of the subject, and he hasn't actually got to the core of it. So we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Say, oh, you've got it. With 7 seconds to go, why cheating never pays, starting now.
I have always walked the straight and narrow and never indulged in cheating or low behaviour of any kind.
Well, as I said a little while ago, this was to be the last round. Indeed it was, and what a fair situation at the end. Only 1 point separates each of them in ascending order. Pam was 1 point behind Tony Hawks. Tony Hawks was 1 point behind Giles Brandreth, and he was 1 point behind Miles Jupp, who's only played the game once before, but he came with a flourish at the beginning, kept a bit more quiet towards the end, but he maintained his lead. So we say, Miles, you are our winner this week. It only remains for me to say thank you to these four fine, humorous players of the game, Tony Hawks, Pam Ayres, Miles Jupp and Giles Brandreth. I thank Sarah Sharp, who's helped me with the score, blown her whistle so delicately after the 60 seconds have elapsed. We thank our producer, Talusha Gilani. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. And we're grateful to this lovely audience here at the Garrick Theatre in Lichfield, who've cheered us on our way. We hope you've enjoyed yourselves. We hope the listeners have enjoyed themselves. And from me, Nicholas Parsons, I hope, I say, you'll all tune in again the next time we take to the air and we play Just a Minute!